This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Hi, Hal.
Hey, Hank. How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. In Matthew 10:33, it's the passage where Jesus says, if any man will acknowledge me before men, I'll acknowledge him. If he disowns me before men, I'll disown him before my Father in heaven. And yet Peter denied Christ three times. The first time it was kind of caught him off guard, but the other times he had plenty of time to think about it after he had told him that he would never leave him. So I just wondered how that's reconciled.
Yeah, it's very much in concert with the way I answered a question in the first segment of the broadcast, which is to say that an unforgivable sin is one in which the sinner never repents. It's a conscious, ongoing, willful rejection of the goodness and grace of God that could be yours. But in the case of Peter, while he committed an act of treason against the Almighty by denying him with vile oaths, even though he had been his close companion and disciple during Christ's earthly sojourn, that was an act, but it was not a continuous willful rejection. What did Peter do after he sinned? He recognized his sin and he wept bitterly. And you see later on that in the same way that he denied Jesus Christ three times, the Lord of glory affirmed him three times by telling him to feed his sheep.
That's kind of along the lines I was thinking. It struck me that I think a thing that many Christians hope never happens is that they're put in that kind of a situation of torture or confinement where they would be put to the test of denying him. I think we all hope we would not do that, but I guess I always felt like that was a line that I realize it's not the unforgivable sin, but I thought that was a line you shouldn't cross.
Ways we do it every single day. There are ways in which we deny the Lord before men. And that is why we want to constantly ask the Lord to forgive us. But with our trial, God gives us the grace. With his grace and goodness, when we need it, we can face the future unfailingly. So it just gives us enough light to step into some more light and gives us the grace with each passing day to be his true disciples.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.